lot of food. It started with Thanksgiving, folks, and, you know, we had a lot of food. And then, of course, Christmas is right on his heels, and, you know, people are still going to eat a lot, even though they may prepare something different. And then they're going out to eat, and it's a lot of things. So I thought it'd be fun today if we talk about nutrition, and we throw a monkey wrench in it right in the middle of the holiday planning, food planning. So we have as our guest today on Talk of the Tarum, Dr. Keith Cantor. He's the leading nutritionist and author of the books What Matters and The Green Box. Let's see.
The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice.
Thank you, Dr. Cantor. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thanks for having me on the show, Larry.
All right, man. My glasses slipped, and those words got real foggy to me. You know, as always, holiday season, family. Food goes along with family. How can we stay healthy eating this holiday season?
Well, what you really have to do is, you know, you have to plan it, because between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the average American gains 7 pounds.
Mm.
And then we all swear that we're going to lose it in January or throughout the year. And some of us do. You know, we lose 4 or 5 pounds. But we have 2 or 3 pounds that stayed. And that's called weight creep, because it happens year after year after year. That's why you start off at one weight in your 20s, and you're another weight in your 30s, and another weight in your 40s, etc. And it keeps creeping up. So you want to plan it to avoid it. And there's real easy things that you could do, but you have to consciously think about it. And then it's pretty easy to avoid the weight gain.
Okay. Well, name a couple of things we can do.
Okay, well,
one thing
is, if you exercise, keep exercising. What people do is it becomes a low priority with all the busy schedules and parties and stuff, so they stop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have time to exercise, then walk. Buy one of those $10 little meters that you put on your belt buckle and try to do 10,000 steps. You could do it while you're shopping. You could do it while you're running around the house doing, you know, housework. You could do it while you're at work, walking around. But that burns calories and it raises your metabolism. It's called your basal metabolism. So while you rest, you burn up more calories. Another important thing is to eat before you go to the party.
Okay.
And what we all do, and we were taught this since we were little, don't eat anything. We're going to grandma's. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we skip lunch because we're going to have a big dinner. And that doesn't work. You can't skip the meal and do it, because the meal would have burned up. So have a healthy meal before you go. If it's a lunch party, have a good breakfast. If it's a dinner party, have a good lunch, etc. And have a healthy one. If you're traveling, bring a snack with you, like trail mix or something like that, to fill up. Because if you go to the party and you're starving to death, you're going to eat everything in sight.
That's right.
Now, especially kids. The other thing you have to watch out for is there's so many sweets that sugar, people don't realize it, is actually addicting. I mean, I'm actually, that's my specialty, is preparing special foods that help with addiction.
Okay.
You know, with my thing, it's called NAMED program.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is sugars, I don't want to get real science-y on you, but it stimulates the opiate receptors, which are in our brain, stomach, and spinal cord. And they release chemicals that eventually goes to the brain and releases dopamine, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter. And we're actually addicted to sugar. You know, there's books out there, sugar's more addicting than cocaine.
Right.
So when you start eating that, you'll keep eating it, and you can get addicted. Now, it's an easier one to get off of, but most of America is literally addicted to sugar, and it has the exact same type formula that opium does, and all the drugs. So you want to be careful about the sweets. Another important thing is to drink water. You're supposed to drink 1/2 your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces, which is a little over 2 quarts. Okay, and you especially want to do that during the holidays. And I sort of cheat, and I use a special water called Aqua.
Uh-huh.
A-Q-U-A-O-H. Actually, the website is aqua-oh.com.
Uh-huh.
But it's a hydroxide alkaline water. And what it does is the OH is in the water, sort of run around and they grab all the H's and the hydrogens, and that's what causes acidity. Acidity causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. Inflammation affects 85% of all diseases, but for this conversation, the bad thing is it affects the insulin mechanism and gives us either a craving for more sugar or it tells the body cells to drop all their sugar.
Okay.
And use it, so therefore you need more. So with that, and the water's cheap because it comes as a concentrate.
Uh-huh.
So it costs like $1 a quart, which is the same as regular bottled water. So I cheat. And that's also very helpful for alcohol because we tend to drink during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell people not to drink, but since I drink wine every now and then, you know, you can't really say that. So try to stay away from the sugary drinks. If you're going to drink a drink like that, try to mix it with, you know, lemon juice or carbonated water or something like that so it's not so sweet. Or stick to wine or light beer. But in between each glass of alcohol, have a glass of water. And if you could use the Aqua OH, that's great because alcohol is very acidic. And it'll take it away, so it stops the inflammation that alcohol causes, which causes sugar cravings.
And you know, we generally here advocate don't drink at all because so many times, you know, with the different health issues that we have, and it just causes other problems.
I agree. I mean, alcohol affects cancer, it affects everything. But
many people have diabetes and other
things. That's right. But if you tell people to do something and you know they're not going to do it, then they don't listen to all the rest of the stuff you say. So you shouldn't drink. Alcohol's not good for you. But if you're going to, you know, get the less sugary drinks, light beer or wine and glass, and drink a glass of water in between. And if I give them advice that the people who do drink will follow, then you have overall more people following it. If they're not going to drink, that's obviously the best advice. And then another thing is try to fill up your plate with as much protein as you can, you know, if it's turkey or brisket or ham. And then the next thing would be healthy fats like hummus and avocado. Use the good oils on your salad like olive oil, coconut oil, not canola oil.
What's wrong with canola?
Not canola oil. Canola oil is really not good for you.
Okay.
This is the way they make it.
Okay.
It's all GMO now.
Okay.
Anyhow, and then the rest should be healthy, complex carbohydrates, which are vegetables.
Okay.
And if you fill up 3/4 of your plate with those things, and then just save 1/4 of your plate for the starchy things like stuffings and desserts. Overall, yeah, but like if you want dessert, there's 4 of them there. Don't have all 4. What you do is take 1/4 slice of each one. You still have a full dessert. You still taste them all, but you only picked up the calories and the sugar from the equivalent of 1 dessert.
You know, what you're saying, you're just being a lot smarter about what you intake and you're still enjoying it.
That's the idea. That's what I try to do is make it so they'll listen. If you tell them not to have dessert, they're not going to listen to you. If you tell them they can have 4, but just make it 1/4 each, that you have a much better chance of them listening. And all my advice and PhD and doctorate is all wonderful, but it doesn't do any good if nobody listens. So I try to use common sense and make it so they'll, you know, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
And it tends to work better.
You know, you said earlier we tend to gain about 7 pounds over the holidays, start exercising, lose 4, and retain 3. But is there an effect right after the holidays? You know, it's wintertime, we don't get out as much, and there's a tendency to stay in and eat more.
Well, in the wintertime, you do tend to gain weight because you're not getting out as much, so that's why it's so important to work out or, consume less because you're burning less calories. But I think no matter when it was, because of the holidays, we're going to eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could be in Miami, and they don't gain less weight than we do here in Atlanta, or you do in Little Rock. So I think the weather has less to do with it. But it does have to. People tend to gain more weight during the winter.
How can we get copies of your book?
Well, just go to my... I have two websites. One is DR, like Delta Romeo, for Dr. Keith Kantor, KEITHKANTOR.com. And the other one is Named Program, like you're named Larry. NAMED program.com. And there they could even download a free menu, that name program. I think they have to put in their name and email, and it emails it to them.
And that's, you know, a great opportunity to pick up on the books and gain a lot of valuable information, because, you know, what you were sharing with us is just really eating smarter, eating in, to get a little bit more information, you can eat smarter and not gain as much weight, because that happened to me, what you were talking about. A couple of pounds every year, over a few years, now you gain 30 pounds.
Yeah, it adds up. So, and by the way, on both those sites, I have lots of articles, radio shows, all of which are free, that they could download or just read on the sites, our peer-reviewed articles, and they could get some education, not just about gaining weight or not gaining weight, but also about how food affects different diseases like diabetes and heart disease and cancer and things like that. So they could get a little free education if they go to the sites and...
And I'm sure that those individuals who may be, you know, afflicted with those diseases, hey, that's...
Or they have a history in their family and they want to prevent them.
Great, great idea. So, folks, take advantage of the free information that's out there.
Yeah, you can't beat the price.
Oh, sure can. Dr. Kantor, it's been good talking to you today. I gave you some information that I'm going to find useful, because we was presented with that very scenario yesterday. Went out to a staff luncheon, and of course they had several different kinds of desserts, and the tendency was all of them looked great, but to get a big piece of each one of them. And so fortunately, I didn't taste all of them. I just got one. I got several, but I only tasted one of them, which made it a lot better.
Yeah, because, you know, especially sugar, it's just so bad for you. They're finding out more and more things. Like a cancer cell uses 12 times as much sugar as a regular cell in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't have the sugar there for it, the cancer can't grow as fast.
That's right.
So they're learning more and more as more and more research is done.
And if you starve it of sugar, you decrease the rate of...
That's right.
Mm. Good. Hey, that's good information, folks. Dr. Kantor, really appreciate you visiting with us today.
Thanks, and wish all your listeners, well, Hanukkah was over yesterday, a happy Hanukkah and a really Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thanks for having me on the show.
We'd like to have you on down the road again.
No problem. Just call up my guy and he'll arrange it. No problem at all.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Hey, we'll be